what can a farmer do about high cash rent? Does he have any levers to pull there?
Well, in some cases, the fear or the ultimate card is to walk away. And I think if you're in a situation where you don't anticipate to make any positive contribution margin after you pay rent, or if you're subsidizing rent in that land, you need to really think hard about that. I think another opportunity here is to discuss renegotiating those rent levels with your landowners. There's a couple ways of thinking about that. I think ultimately it goes to the value per acre. But I think you can also approach this as maybe we need to change the structure of the agreement. So if we're in a cash rent, do we maybe discuss a share crop or some sort of share arrangement? Or maybe there's a bonus or a flex payment that maybe we can lower the base but still allow the landowners to participate in some of that upside, giving them that opportunity to really take advantage of a strong farm economy. The last piece of advice I'd really encourage producers to think about is those government payments, those ad hoc government payments. They've been big, they've been significant, but they're fickle. And at one point, we're going to see those dry up. I don't know when, I've been saying it for a while, but they've been pretty predominant since 2017. How do those factor into those cash rents? We want to make sure that there's some adjustment that could happen with or without those government payments.
Do you find that farmers are hesitant to talk cash rent with the owner of that land?
I think most farmers struggle a lot with that. That's a very personal conversation. It's kind of like saying, I can't afford this. And so that's a very intimate conversation. But I think what we need to think about is we need to bid this asset that we're going to utilize based on the conditions that are prevailing in the farm economy. So sometimes we like to think that if another farmer wins the bid to buy the farm or to rent the farm, they must be better, a better agronomist, a better farmer, a better accountant, a better marketer, but in reality, they're just willing to take a lower rate of return. Never underestimate how low of a rate of return your neighbor's willing to accept to farm or rent that ground. And so I think you have to be very transparent about why you're making these adjustments, how you're going to make adjustments if things improve, and then ultimately have continual ongoing conversations. The best way to have a conversation about adjusting rent in 2025 into 2026 is to be having the conversations 3 or 4 years ago when things were improving. Telling them why you were adjusting the rents when they were going up and then communicating why you're adjusting them lower.
Okay, David Widmar, we sure appreciate the time and the insights today. Good job.
Thanks so much, Andy.